If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Major in the house. This man has landed in a town I'm very, very familiar with. I may have went to school in this town. When the show is done, I plan on sending you my apartments that I stayed in, my hangouts.
Yeah, but I won't be in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be in Sedona.
Oh, Sedona's yes. Spectacular.
Yes. Yes, I'm in the Sprinter van with several people heading to the McCain Institute Forum in Sedona.
Nice.
So that's where we're on the way to now. It's, as you know, about a two-hour drive, but well worth every moment because Sedona is among the most beautiful places in America.
100% right. It's part of the beauty of Arizona.
Yeah, one of the most beautiful states in the country.
It is. The diversity. I remember we went out there in June, okay, and we landed at Sky Harbor, and it was about 450 degrees. Okay, let's just be honest. You get to Sedona, it's 82 in perfect. You know, the scenery's up there. And obviously, the late, great Senator McCain, that's where his base was for decades. And I love that they still honor him there. So that is fantastic. So,
My grandparents lived in the cleverly named retirement community of Youngtown on the outskirts
of
Phoenix.
It. Very good.
In the 60s and 70s. And so every Easter and Thanksgiving I spent in suburban Phoenix, and we would travel all around Arizona. And as you know, there's a very famous magazine in Arizona called Arizona Highway.
Yes.
I never understood that as a kid.
Right.
Like, why does a state have a whole magazine? Because it was mostly pictorials of this gorgeous, gorgeous state.
Such
and the diversity
state.
In climate, diversity in topography, diversity in kind of things you see, and how the colors play at night and in the morning.
Mm.
It's one of the most beautiful places in America.
I love the desert. And also, if you're thinking, well, I miss winter, hey, go out there, go to Flagstaff in December, January, February. Great
very
skiing.
Very toothy winter. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's significant. All right, let's jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump finally said enough is enough with Mike Waltz. Why? And by the way, I'm not buying in any way that this was a promotion that he's moved to as the ambassador of the UN. No one is buying that. So why did he finally say enough? And is this just moving him to this position where he doesn't have to acknowledge that he made a mistake in hiring this guy?
Mostly that's it. The president this time around does not want to fire people to fall victim to what he considers outside pressure, media narratives, or the like. But he still is under pressure from those in the MAGA movement who, for some reason, and I've never quite understood, always had sort of a grudge against Mike Waltz.
Yeah.
No matter how hard he tried, he jumped into election denialism with 2 feet, and I think he knew better, but he knew it was very politically important to sort of establish some street cred in the MAGA world, but it never worked. It never took. And his hires, or whether or not he was keeping people within the National Security Council, came under sort of then first scrutiny, then criticism, and then Laura Loomer jumps in.
Yeah. Oh, goody.
Into the White House, gets into Trump's ear, and suddenly two or three people are cashiered out of the National Security Council, completely undercutting any authority that Mike Waltz would have had that not happened. So bureaucratically, he was becoming neutered. And look, we learned this in the first Trump term. Whether he fires you or not, if he tires of you, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a promotion in a administration. Let me just quote this administration, which says it wants to dismantle the post-World War II rules-based international order, of which the United Nations is a central figure. If you want to dismantle that, sending someone from the National Security Advisor, which is the hub in the West Wing of all the spokes of foreign policy and national security conversation, not to mention the intelligence community, and stick them in New York at the place that you want to disdain on your best days and humiliate on most of your days, that is not a promotion.
No
That's
chance.
Like sending him to the McDonald Islands or the Heard Islands, the ones with penguins that are being tariffed.
Those vicious penguins we can't trust. Are these people in the bus, by the way, are they bothered that we're just having this conversation? I mean,
they don't appear to be bothered at the moment.
Yeah. You know, they're like, who is
this? But, you know, they could turn on me at any moment.
Yes. Okay. So this is an incredibly important position. This is the position as National Security Advisor where, in theory, on a daily basis, when the president, even if he's at Mar-a-Lago, Bedminster, White House, where at some point, formerly Mike Waltz would give him, Mr. President, here's what's happening today. Here is what's going on in all the hot spots. Here's an area to pay attention. So this is essential. Now, they've appointed Rubio in the interim. Now, do you see any scenario where Rubio, now also that minor job, Secretary of State, by the way, where he would keep permanently both positions?
Well, I will say this about that. Remember, Mick Mulvaney was interim White House Chief of Staff for 14 months. Okay? Interim.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Interim can have a very long shelf life in a Trump White House. Second, if Rubio is as close to Trump as Trump said he was yesterday, hey, if I have a problem, I call Marco, then he could stay for a while, for at least 3 or 4 months. At least I would think. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he stayed 3 or 4 months in this position. There is one historical precedent for this.
Correct.
Henry Kissinger had both roles, from 1973 to 1975, for President Nixon, and then he also served that role for Gerald Ford when he became president after Nixon's resignation. Highly unusual, but not without precedent. I'm not saying Marco Rubio is Henry Kissinger or vice versa, but Trump could keep him around for a while. And to put this in very simple email terms, when you're the National Security Advisor, your inbox has incoming from everyone in the national security foreign policy apparatus all the time. When you're the Secretary of State, you get some of that, but not all of that, because you're not the coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
The National Security Advisor is the coordinator, designated by the White House in this sort of role created after the end of World War II for the Cold War, to have a coordinating person in the West Wing, not located somewhere else in another bureaucracy, but right there in the White House. And that's a big deal. It's a central role for every president. It's nearly as important as the chief of staff because the interactions are that frequent. And the issues raised in the conversations with your national security advisor are never glancing. They're always hugely important. So Marco Rubio is going to be at the center of both of that. It wouldn't surprise. I mean, other names have been mentioned. Steve Witkoff has been mentioned, who's the sort of envoy for everything right now. Trump likes him. Trump is certainly keen on his capabilities. We'll see.
I've been
One
mentioned.
Thing that's important about this is that it's not a Senate confirmable. Whoever the president wants is the president gets. Yep. Mike Waltz, as UN ambassador, will be Senate confirmed, and I'm going to be curious to see how that's going to go because it won't be like the previous ones because he's got a little bit of a track record and there's some problems within it.
I noticed when I mentioned that I've been mentioned as the next NSA, that you didn't even react in any way. I mean, I'd like a little more respect during this segment.
So I'm going to give you a quiz. You have 15 seconds. Name all 5 national security advisors under the Trump presidency. Go.
John Bolton.
That's
Mike
one.
Flynn.
That's 2.
Mike Waltz.
That's 3.
His caddy at Mar-a-Lago. And the sommelier at Bedminster.
Close. H.R. McMaster
that's
and Robert
right.
O'Brien.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Those two normal individuals. I mean, Mike Flynn, little different category. Little different yeah. category. Okay, yeah. So S&P and NASDAQ today compared to April 1st before Liberation Day? Up.
Mm-hmm.
Up. Okay. Employer job numbers today? Not great.
Better than expected.
Not
better
great,
expected.
But better than expected. So yeah. Should the administration be saying, you know, all of you folks who 30 days ago were telling everybody the world has ended, maybe in the long run we have made it through this and we haven't even announced any deals yet, so we're going to be in a lot better shape than you were telling the public about.
Well, what the market, I'll say this about the market. The market is pricing in carve-outs and also anticipating deals because the carve-outs keep coming.
Yep.
When someone is pressurized, the industry is pressurized, they go to the president, they explain what they explained to him before, which he ignored. Then he listens to him and says, no, this is going to be a real problem, and he starts to calibrate. The market's pricing that in, so it's much more optimistic than it was fatalistic 3 weeks ago. The jobs report, not spectacular. The GDP number negative was influenced heavily yep. by the imports, but not dramatically. The economic data, I think, for the first 2 quarters of the Trump presidency are going to be mixed, and it's all going to rely on what Republicans can or cannot put into the tax bill, the reconciliation package. How much of the 2017 tax cuts stay? I would venture to guess nearly all, if not all, and which other additional ones are added, because the market is also calculating and betting on that. Then there are going to be regulatory changes the Trump administration is going to go through. Big business likes that. Small business likes that. I would say anyone who is going to place hard bets on the Trump economy long term better be cautious because less regulation, lower taxes will spur certain kinds of economic growth. The big question is, are the tariffs real? And if they're real, how hard do they bite consumers? How hard does that bite affect consumers in terms of behavior and choices? When one worrying sign, consumer confidence continues to crater and tourism is down across the board. Trump keeps saying it isn't, but the numbers don't lie. It's down in all the places that rely on tourism. It's even down in places that don't necessarily rely on tourism as their principal source of local revenue. That's going to be a story to watch in the next year.
Last thing, about 2.5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
The 2020 election lies will never end. Donald Trump's at a religious event. He brings it up. He's at Alabama. He brings it up. Now I'm seeing in Oklahoma, it's gaining traction where high school students would have to identify discrepancies with the 2020 election in high school. They will have to admit, point out lies. Then, a man I know you've interviewed multiple times, the Department of Justice confirms that it wasn't just bluster, that they're investigating Chris Krebs, who by all accounts is a tremendous individual, did his job greatly under the Trump administration. He served as the director of cybersecurity and the Infrastructure Security Agency and pointed out that remarkable work was done during extraordinary circumstances during the 2020 election. And I'm talking to a man who wrote a book about this, so the floor is yours.
Yeah. So very quickly on Chris Krebs. President Trump appointed him, and he worked for 4 years to make sure that state governments hardened their defenses against cyber attacks for all mission-critical election infrastructure, working with originally skeptical Republican governors who thought it was initially federal overreach. Then they dealt with Chris Krebs and said, no, this guy doesn't want to take over our systems. He just wants to help them make them stronger, more resilient. Chris Krebs did that. All Chris Krebs said about the 2020 election was it was secure from a federal cybersecurity perspective.
That's it.
That's what he said, which is an absolute permanent fact. And now he's being investigated. And because he's been investigated, his global entry program membership has been canceled. He's not hireable because anyone who hires him is going to be under the investigatory gaze of this Trump administration. So he's not hireable. his travel is not canceled. He can still move around, but just much more uncomfortably. All because he did what he was supposed to do, what Trump hired him to do, and what he did on behalf of the American people. And I don't care what they teach in Oklahoma or anyone else or anywhere else. The 2020 election, not perfect. No election is perfect. More pre-election litigation, more post-election audits, scrutiny than any election in American history. The result is the result. It will never change. But the mind-bending attempts to shift people's understanding of that election are an obsession with this White House.
Yes.
An obsession.
Always appreciate your flexibility, sir. Enjoy Arizona. Keep talking loud. We'll end the conversation. Just keep talking loud until somebody gets really, really upset. Thanks,
somebody
my friend.
We just brought out some brass knuckles, so I think I might be in trouble.
That's not a good sign. Not good. I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Major, traveling to Sedona, I'm jealous. Major, he comes to Minnesota occasionally. Major's in good shape. He's committed to staying fit. Next time he comes, instead of taking him to a nice restaurant and playing golf, maybe we'll go to Stretch Lab. Maybe Major is so committed to his fitness, because I know he is from some of our off-air conversations, he'd like to go to one of the 11 locations in town. I don't know. Does Major have the tight glutes, hips? Does he have the upper back issue? Does he have the rotator cuff? I hope he doesn't have the intercostal stuff, which I've been battling too long. Whatever he has, they're going to help him at Stretch Lab, whether he's in fit in his early 60s, high school athlete in your teens, you're an 80-year-old, or you're somebody who sits around a lot, doesn't exercise, and you want Stretch Lab to bail your lazy butt out, they're going to make it better for you. You'll run a little faster. You'll get to that extra ball and pickleball, and maybe hit that driver about 10 yards further. Half off your first visit. I've been going, including with Q, for 6 years. StretchLab.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.